Okay, Parshat Chaye Sarah is dedicated this week by Shlomo and Ilana Simkin. I haven't seen Shlomo in a long time, and I'm happy to hear from him. In memory of Lorraine Rosen, Liba Chana, Bat Rivka, and Chaim, the beloved grandmother of our daughter-in-law, Shani Rosen. Shani Rosen, thank you for your concern. Shlomo and Ilana Simkin. I haven't been able to give the shiur every week, and so I thought that it would be good if we were able to kind of see if the Chumash has some sort of order, has a purpose, or whether it's just a collection of stories. The stories are very important, of course, and the parshanut, the exegesis on the stories, make them even more important. But is there some kind of purpose? Now, we know that the Ramban, who was probably the first who said that the book of Bereshit is Bria, is creation. Creation of what? After all, there's no doubt that the world was created in the 7 days of creation. Sometimes, you know, you say things, I would admit quietly to myself that I don't really know what that might mean. But I know that that's what the Torah is pushing me towards. 7 days of creation, and then Shabbat. Or the end of the 7 days of creation is Shabbat. But the Ramban has a different idea. For the Ramban, in order that the world should have a raison d'être, in order that the world should be able to be the kind of world that God intended, there has to be the creation of the repository of Torah and promises of various sorts. In other words, it's important, it's necessary, it must be. It must be that the Torah teaches us what God wanted when the world was created. What did God want when the world was created? So Avraham appears in four parshiot. Three parshiot. Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chaye Sarah. Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chaye Sarah. All the stories about Avram Avinu are in those three parshiot. And the question is, do those stories kind of mesh together to anything? When the Ramban said that the world, the created world, had to be created for a purpose, there had to be some reason, some rationale. So it would seem that the purpose, the rationale, the reason that the world was created was in order that there should be a reason for that world to continue to exist, and that reason would have to be the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu approved of, the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented to us as the bearer of the burden of creation. And the bearer of the burden of creation was, of course, Am Yisrael. The Jewish people, they bear the burden of creation. The burden of creation is, here's the Torah, choose correctly, choose wisely. It's possible to make a mistake and to not deny your obligation every step of the way, but you, the children of Abraham, you're not going to let that happen. And that's what the Ramban means when he says that the book of Bereshit, the entire book of Bereshit, could also be called the book of creation. Because creation, the word creation, does not just refer to the 7 days of creation, but refers to the fact that Abraham was the leader of the...
I'll speak to you tomorrow morning. Is that good? Tomorrow morning? Righto. Also, thank you.
Abraham was the leader of the family that eventually became acceptable in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the appropriate family to begin the world. So there's another kind of creation. There's the creation of the 7 days of creation, and then there's the longer creation, the creation of a people, the creation of a nation, the creation of a group that understood its responsibilities. And that began with Avraham Avinu, our father Avraham. The first parasha is called Lech Lecha. First parasha is called Lech Lecha, and the parasha of Lech Lecha says to Avraham Avinu, the relationship between God and Avraham is called a mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah. The first thing that Hashem says to Avraham is, Lech Lecha, go, for your good. Go, because that's what you are there for. Lech Lecha. Abraham is introduced to God through the mitzvah. The relationship is clear. The relationship is clear. In the parasha of Chayei Sarah, this week's parasha, there are two great stories. The first is the story of the burial of Sarah, Chayei Sarah, summarizing the life of Sarah, what Sarah did, what she was, who she acted and out on, who she found favor in their eyes. Sarah was a complex personality. But the Torah is not telling us in this week's parasha about the complexity of her positions. The Torah is telling us, that Avraham was careful. Avraham was concerned. Avraham buried his wife in the most honorable of manners. That's the first part of the parasha of Chayei Sarah. The second part of the parasha of Chayei Sarah is about finding a shidduch for Yitzchak. Shidduch, you know what a shidduch is. Finding a wife for Yitzchak. Finding a wife for Yitzchak was not so easy because Avraham knew very well that the people in Canaan, the people in the land that was designated as the property that he was going to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people who occupied that land, the people who lived in that land, were unacceptable, and therefore the story is told about how Avraham had to send his servant back to the place of which he came to find an appropriate shidduch for his son Yitzchak. And we know that Yitzchak was very special. Yitzchak was willing to follow Avraham, our father, follow him, even if it meant suicide, his own suicide. So Yitzchak was special. So we have in this parasha called Chayei Sarah, we have two stories. One about the hesped that Avraham Avinu gave for his wife, for the Marata Machpelah, for the place that Avraham Avinu bought in order to bury his wife with great honor and great seriousness. And so you might say that the parasha, our parasha teaches us that Avraham Avinu was very concerned about the past and very concerned about the future. When I say that Avraham Avinu was very concerned about the past, I mean he wanted people to remember that past. He wanted everybody to be able to point their finger at the place that Sarah Imenu is buried. He wanted them to be reminded of the role that she played in creating the family of Avraham Avinu. He, Avraham, wanted everybody to remember that Sarah Imenu, was a unique personality. And in order to get that remembering, he bought her a very unique grave. And into that unique grave, ultimately, were various great personalities who made Am Yisrael. They were always there. They were kind of there to be looked at, to be understood, to be studied. That was Sarah. She was a unique person. And Avraham Avinu wanted everybody to know that she was a unique person. And that every time you went by Hebron, you'd be able to look up and say, Sarah Imenu, there's our mother who taught us what she taught us, and we remember it very well. Yitzchak needed a shidduch, as we say, and Avraham went to great lengths to get him a shidduch, because it was clear to everybody that Avraham Avinu knew that if the shidduch would draw Yitzchak closer to the people of Canaan, that would be a tragedy. But if the shidduch would separate Yitzchak from the people of Canaan, that would be the desired result. And so Avraham Avinu goes to this great length in order to get a shidduch, an appropriate shidduch for Yitzchak, our father. So we see that in the parasha of Chayei Sarah, the last of the parashiyot of Avraham Avinu, we see, interestingly, who Avraham Avinu is, who the education, what the education of Avraham Avinu produced, and what it produced was kind of simple. On the one hand, great respect for the past. The stories are important because they teach us how to be. And that's the past. That's what Avraham Avinu wanted when he bought the Marat HaMachpelah, the burial place for his wife Sarah, in order that everybody should recognize who she was and what she did. Right? What she was and what she did. Furthermore, Avraham Avinu accepted the responsibility of education, of the future. He knew that even though Yitzchak had proven himself as a religious personality, as a person who was willing and able to accept the dictates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had proven this already, Akedat Yitzchak. Nevertheless, life is full of perceived and sometimes unknown danger. And so Avraham Avinu knew that even Yitzchak, suffering from the wrong shidduch, from not being able to, even though Yitzchak, if he was not able to, he was not able to raise the kind of family that he would be, that he should be able to raise. And that's reflected in the beginning of next week's parasha. And when Yitzchak and Rivka have trouble conceiving, somehow it still hasn't worked out. Even though Avraham Avinu did what he did, and even though the Shidduch was special and brought to him, nevertheless, having children was still a problem. And you could imagine when you say having children is a problem, what you mean is that you haven't got the future insured. The future is not clear. And therefore, Yitzhak and Rivka could not have children until they could have children. But there was a difficulty, and that difficulty was in spite of the fact that Avraham Avinu arranged the shidduch. It was in spite of the fact that the education of Avraham Avinu for his son Yitzchak was about the past and about the future. The past and the future being the if we look at one or two other psukim about Sarah, who's buried at the beginning of this parsha, Vayoma Hashem el Abraham. Hashem speaks to Abraham. Lama zeh tzachaka Sarah lemor? Why was it that Sarah laughed? She laughed because she didn't really believe that the person her age and her husband's age could have children. Lama zeh tzachaka Sarah lemor avomnam eilech v'ani zakanti? Is it possible that I will have a child? I'm old. Old women don't have children. So Rashi says, Vanizakanti. Rashi points out, Shina Katuv Mipnei Shalom. The Torah changed what she said in order to promote peace. Sharehi Amra, after all, she said, Vadoni Zaken. She said, my master, her husband in this case, is old. She didn't say Vani Zakanti. She said, he is old. And so Hayipale me Hashem Davar. Hayipale me Hashem Davar. Is there something that God cannot do? I guess, in spite of the fact that there may be different opinions, but the Pasuk says, Hayipale me Hashem Davar, is there something that God cannot do? Is there something in Teva, in the natural law of the created world that God cannot change? Lamoed Ashuv Elecha, Va'et Chayal Usara Ben, I will come back to you at the same time as next year at this time, Ulisara Ben. Pasuk Ted Vavatechachesh Sarah Lemo, and Sarah disagreed. Lo tzachakti, I didn't laugh. Ki yireya, I was just afraid. Vayom elo ki tzachakt. So here is Sarah. She's not at peace with what she did. And she's still thinking that she can get away with it, so to speak. Vayakumu mishama anashim vayashkivu b'nei Sidom v'Abraham olech imam l'shalcham, and the angels, the people, got up by Ashkifu al Pnei Sodom, and they looked out over Sodom. Avraham olech imam l'shalcham. By Ashkifu al Pnei Sodom, Rashi. See the Rashi at the bottom? Kol hashkafa sheba mikra l'ra'a. The word hashkafa is always used to look down on something in the Torah, lira'a, chutz, except for the one example, ashkifa mima'on kodshicha, look down from your sacred place, right? Shegadol koach matanot aniyim, sheofech midat roges l'rachamim. Great. And it was that pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ashkifo mi ba'on kotshicha, shegadol koach matnot aniyim." There is a great power to tztaka, shofeich midat roges l'rachamim. It changes our anger to mercy. Avraham olech imam l'shalcham, and Avraham went with them. L'shalcham, I guess to make sure that they would leave. Rashi says, l'levotam. Kisavur orchim heim. Kisavur orchim heim. He thought that they were guests. And that's what you do with the guests. You help him get to where he goes. But the main thing in these several psukim, is Sarah having to kind of clarify for herself God's relationship to God's own message.
She just laughed, you know, out of kind of almost like disbelief at first. You know, if you see something that you just can't believe, if you saw, I don't know, a Pegasus, or, you know, a flying horse, and, you know, all of a sudden you're witnessing it, you might laugh just to think, because you're kind of in disbelief. So do you see what I'm saying? Where you're, it's just kind of a natural reaction.
Well, there's something to learn. I mean, God created the world. God created the world in a certain way. So does it make sense to say that God would uncreate the world for some other purpose? But that's not an easy question to answer. And Sarah apparently had difficulty with it, with that question. Not so much could God do it, but is that part of the deal? Is that part of the deal of creation? That God said, this is the way it's going to be and it's never going to change. Or God said, no, it could change. And that's what the Pasuk says. Pasuk Yudalad Ayipaleh Me'Hashem Davar. Ayipaleh Me'Hashem Davar. Is there anything that God is limited in doing because he created the world in a certain way? And so the Pasuk says Ayipaleh Me'Hashem Davar means, is there something that God is limited about? Lamoed, in the same time of the year, Ashuv Elecha Kait Chaya Ulisarah Ben. In other words, this is a lesson. This is something that we learn. This is something that Sarah led us in learning. And even though I'm not sure exactly what the Torah wants us, what the Torah wants us to know, or what the Torah wants us to say, nevertheless, it says in the Pasuk, says in the Pasuk, Ayipaleh Me'Hashem Davar, is there something that God is not able to do? Meaning, as I said before, meaning that when God created the world, it was created in a certain way. That way is usually called, we call that Teva. Teva. The natural way. Okay. Now, the next chapter, Kaf Aleph, this idea is continued. Vashem pakadet Sarah kasher amah. God remembered Sarah as he said he would. Vayas Hashem Sarah kasher diber. And God did to Sarah as God expressed. Vatar vatelet Sarah l'Abraham ben l'zkunav. And Sarah had a son when her husband was old. L'moed asher diber oto Elokim. The exact time that God had designated. And I explained that Abraham, naming is very important, especially for people who are permanently entrenched in our memories. Vayamol Abraham et Yitzchak beno. And he circumcised, Abraham circumcised his son Yitzchak, ben Shmonat Yamin, which is the way the Torah wanted it to be, Shmonat Yamin. Kasher tziva oto Elokim, as God had commanded him We have another again, the idea that children are born incomplete. It's something that that has to be added on or subtracted. Avraham ben Matshana, Behivaled lo et Yitzchak beno, Avraham was 100. When Yitzchak was born, Vatomer Sarah, and Sarah again says, Tzchok asali Elokim, Kol ha-shomea Yitzchak. Now she believes it. She believes that this is going to happen. But she has another problem. She says, why would God want to make a laughing stock of me? Kol ha-shomea Yitzchak, everybody who hears about me having a baby will laugh. Vatoma made me lel Abraham. Ainika banim Sarah kilati ben miskana. That's what she said. People will say, she'll say, Mimi lel Abraham, Ainika banim Sarah. Pasuk chet, Vaygdal hayeled vaygamal, and the child grew and was weaned away from his mother's milk. Vayas Abraham mishte gadol, and Abraham made this big party, biyomi gamelet Yitzchak, the day that Yitzchak was weaned from his mother's milk. Vatera Sarah et ben Hagar Mitzrit. Asher yalda l'Avraham mitzrachek. Okay, and then, you know, from this pasuk, the difficulty with Hagar and Yishmael and Yitzchak, that difficulty . So in these psukim that we just read, we have actually Sarah as a central personality in the kind of philosophical investigation, even though we associate philosophy with Avraham Avinu. But somehow she also didn't understand whether God is going to change the teva, which was itself a divinely installed in the world, or whether God would accept somehow the limitation of not changing the teva. That's how she saw. I mean, it didn't matter so much how the child would be born. I mean, the child, if God promised a child, there would be a child. But what about this idea? What about this idea that Vatomer Sarah Pasuk Vav Tzchok Asali Elokim Kol HaShomei Yitzchak Li? Everybody who hears what has happened to me will laugh. Vatomer Mimi Lel Avraham Einika Banim Sarah. It's just so odd, Sarah says. It's so odd. It doesn't make sense. It's hard to explain. It doesn't fit into our notion of teva, of nature. The last Rashi. Yes, Abraham, Mishte Gadol, Rashi says, Shayusham Gidole Ador, Mishte, a party, Gadol, for Gidolim, for the great ones. Shayusham Gidole Ador, Shem, Vaever, Vavimelech. Finally, Yishmael was mitzachek. He was laughing. Lashon, acher lashon, slicha, lashon avodah zarah. He was an idolater, k'mo sheneemar, vayakumu litzachek. So Yishmael was an idolater. Because, you see, the person who thinks, that the world is locked into the way of God, the way of creation, and nothing can change, which is what Sarah taught us. Sarah taught us that things can change, even if they seem to contradict the way God created the world. That seeming contradiction can be put away. And that was Sarah. That was Sarah Imenu, that Avraham Avinu wanted everybody to remember. And he came to the Maharat HaMakpelah to explain to everybody who Sarah was. And Sarah was the one who had the same questions that Avraham might have had. And so we say, I think, that after the creation of the world, the destruction of the world in the flood, the reconstitution of a proper world under the leadership of Avraham Avinu and his descendants also here, the people who brought the message home of Avraham Avinu included Sarah. She was also involved in that message. So the Parsha of Chayei Sarah, I'll mention it one more time. Parsha of Chayei Sarah has two major stories in it. One, the burial of Sarah Imenu, and the other, the shidduch that was found for Yitzchak. This is the ultimate concern that Avraham had after a long life. Right? He wanted people to know who Sarah was and how they were indebted to her ideologically. In terms of the idea, they were indebted to her. And secondly, he wanted everybody to know that the concern about the future is ours. We are responsible for the future. And that future is called, shidduch. That's the future. You know, who a person marries and the kind of home they can build. Okay. All the best. Be well.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi.